Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth, a quick rant of truth. I'm going to preface this with literally my best friend is black. And some of my best friends in my life have been black. My best friend in the Navy was. I don't know a lot of black people, and because I'm very introverted anyway. Or rather, I'm not social. I don't know how you say it. An introverted person stays home. You know, that's the thing. It's not that if he goes out, he can't converse with people. It's that he just doesn't very much. He or she doesn't. And maybe you can say that's just a habitually homebound. I don't know. No, I go out, but I don't try to make plans with people per se. But if I talk with somebody, I can have great conversations with anyone. I can have a great conversation with anyone on the planet. Not kidding you. That would be, outside of President Biden. Because I know what we talk about, because I still have brain cells left, and he's a puppet. So maybe if I put my hand up his ass, I could have a great conversation with him too. But the thing is, Obama's would already be there. But anyway, let's go back to that much like black people. that didn't come out right at all. Gosh darn it! No, my preface is that I grew up and it was the narrative was white and black and get along, and went into the Navy where there was a little bit of a little bit of affirmative action, but in a good way on the company level. I'm talking in boot camp, the company level in the Navy, they would seek out potential, black recruits as candidates for being the company leader. And I understood what they were doing at the time, but I was still fine with it because I sure the hell didn't want to be it. You know, the recruit leader. I can't remember what we called them now anymore. And they would seek out some of the black kids to see if they would, stand up for it. And I thought that was very important because when I got it and I was good with it. And this is all as a preface to this ridiculous story that says, what are they doing? I'm just going to spoil it. Like, what is happening? Why are you doing this? Why do you get in your own way? I'm not saying every individual. I'm saying as a group. Your mind's going to be blown on this one. So, yeah, in the Navy in boot camp, they would let a much higher proportion than the white recruits would get brought up to try to see if they could be the company leader. And I can't even think of what we called them, honestly. It's been so long. But really the recruit, leader, the recruit captain, whatever it was called. And if they failed, they failed. Plenty of different guys failed. No, but they'd run it through. Maybe the idea wasn't to have one over the course of the 6 weeks. Maybe it was just that different people have an opportunity, and it gives you some sense. And they did that disproportionately, and I was okay with it because it was important coming from many different backgrounds that people understand that here, I don't know that you came from a racist background. I don't want to assume that you did, but you may not have been around black people. And you know what? You need to understand that they can be leaders too. And I think that was super important. I think it was a great, now granted it was a little bit of a psychological op, but it was an acceptable one. It was important. I think the military has been an important part of kind of the stepping stone of the minority, and particularly the black. So I say that all that to then preface this ridiculous statement in an article that just goes, what are you doing? Imagine a white person saying this. Imagine a white kid saying this. So there's an article out about nothing I would have known up front. Mother, son, and friends fired from Clinton Burger King after hiring goes viral. So Clinton, Mississippi. Apparently the hiring of sons and stuff like this, son and three friends were fired from the local fast food restaurant. And I guess the mom is the manager. And so she's like, I should just hire my son and their friends because maybe they'll keep out of trouble. Because this is a violent area. I don't know what Clinton, Mississippi is close to, couldn't tell you. But I said, this is violent. And so what if they're working and making money? Yeah, what if? Good idea, right? Well, they get fired because apparently the manager has her head up her ass and is not paying the people as minors on the pay scale that is meant for minors. So there's some controversy there. There's some basis. And she even admits, oh, I didn't know about the pay scale. Well, I didn't. You're a freaking manager, dummy. She told me that a minor is supposed to get paid differently than what an adult gets paid. It was never brought to my attention beforehand. You're a manager, dumbass. My things were, when it came down to policy, I feel like policy wasn't in play at the beginning. That's because they didn't know you were breaking policy, dumb shit. So anyway, they're fired, which is awful. Sucks for them. Supposedly, initially, however they characterized it, it went semi-viral. Good for these kids. They're working and not creating a problem. But this is the part that blows my mind. They even went to Nick Cannon about them getting, you know, hired, and good for them. Awesome. Great. Yeah. They posted a photo after the post of them working on Facebook. So earn extra money before school starts in the fall. And it'll be a fun experience to get you ready for the real world, you know, like a lot of kids do. But okay, great. It went viral. Good. Said 15-year-old Cordarian Valentine, the son of the manager. I felt like it was a good thing because we could have really been out doing violence or shooting or killing, but we went out and worked. What? Well, we could have been out doing violence or shooting or killing, but we went out and worked. Now, on the one hand, you go, great. That's a good choice. Given the door on the left and the door on the right, you chose the right door. Luckily, there is a window, and it wasn't total chance. And you decided, rather than shooting or killing or committing violence, you would just, I don't know, earn some money and stay peaceful. But think of the mindset. Think of the constant program. What are you going to do? We're poor. We're underprivileged. What are we supposed to do when we're bored? I don't know. Go to somebody's house and play PS4 or PS7 or wherever they are. I think it's only PS4. I'm just being exaggerating because I don't keep up on that stuff. Go to somebody's house and play a damn video game. What do you mean? We could have been out doing violence or shooting or... Do you hear yourself? Isn't that amazing? Get out of your own way, for God's sakes. Some of the people that are the most awesome people in a community, the most active, the most inspiring, the best examples of good humans on the planet, I've seen it over and over again, are black people who realize the kind of the haunting of their part of culture, and they said, I'm going to make a difference. And you know what? God damn it, they do make a difference. And they're some of the best people in their community. And they do boys and girls clubs. And they make sure they reach out and mentor people. And they go up and they speak and they're on boards. And they're just average people like me, but they're activists that care about their community with all of their heart. And they're incredible people. Some of my favorite people and even my biggest small town in America are black people I know who almost inevitably, when I go, that's a good guy, I find out afterwards that he's active in the community. He's articulate. He's, if you will, made it out. And they will tell you stories about how they made it out. And they're living with the haunting of why this segment of the population does the shit to itself it does and can't get out of its own way. And the overwhelming statistical anomaly is black on black crime. Even amongst minorities, it's shooting is an anomaly statistically. It's such an exception as to be blaring. And it just echoes to you Why aren't they getting out of their own way? It's got to be so frustrating. And it's frustrating to me as a white person. But for a 15-year-old in 2024, we are now 16 years after change and the first black... 16 years! 2008. Two terms of said black, he was mixed, but black president. And this will help race relations. And we still have a 15-year-old who wasn't even born then, who was in a society that was affected by seven of those years. He was in his mother's womb during the presidential camp, during the first year of Obama's term. Seven of the 8 years for it to craft towards we can do better, we'll get better, blacks now have power, that has only trended, and yet still, in 2024, we have a kid saying, well, you know, the thing is, we could have been out shooting and committing violence and killing, but instead we could earn money. I don't know. I mean, I can speculate on the root causes, but I believe that is a self-fulfilling prophecy in many different ways. There are poor white people. There are more poor white people. There are poor Hispanics. Of course, they get all the tax savings when they're illegal and say, oh, yeah, I got five kids in Mexico. And then we give them welfare via the tax credits instead of having them apply for welfare and have to come prove that they have kids in Mexico. But regardless, there are poor Mexicans. There are poor Hispanics. There are poor Latinos. And overwhelmingly, the violence is not committed at this level. Whenever you look at the same socioeconomic class except for race, the spike is black Americans. And it's not my fault, because I generally am all for people not shooting each other, nor have I ever said, you know what you should do? Are you bored? You should go shoot people. That's what you should do. That is a narrative within the community. White people aren't saying that. White people aren't saying, you know what we need? More gang violence. Nobody's saying that. Black people are on the Republican side, like, say, the Hodge twins just come to mind, because I happened to see a post of theirs yesterday. They're not saying, you know what we should do? We should shoot ourselves more often. It is so, I mean, can you imagine being one of those incredible individuals? And I know two locally that I worked with closely, or I was good friends with through work, and had a lot of, like, really long conversations. And just other where you have just fun conversations, but you find out more about them. Some of the most selfless people who are trying their damnedest to do the best they can to make sure they're not one of those. Both of them came from an iffy neighborhood. And actually, both of them escaped it through athletics. But they're incredible fathers. They're incredible humans. Now imagine if with that you're identified with, why are we killing each other? When it's those quiet moments, because they know it's true, why do we keep doing this? But worse, just the plain mindset of a 15-year-old. In Mississippi, Clinton, and I'm going to probably briefly look to see what that is closest to. Let me pause real quick and understand where Clinton is. All right, so Clinton is just west of Jackson. Jackson is a metropolitan statistical area of over 500,000 people. So there you go. It's basically a city with all of its relative violence disproportionately among a certain small group. Guys, just imagine. I mean, how awful is it that that's what this kid goes to in his mindset? Now, again, he picked the right door, and luckily it was a glass door, and he could see what was behind it. Thank God. But can you imagine your mindset being so close to, for some reason, you know, I don't know the, I don't want to say identity politics, but his identity is, well, you know how it is. We're always on the edge of disaster. How horrible. So think of that. And yes, it's, I don't know how we get past it, because God forbid somebody white say something about it, even though I'm clearly white and I'm saying something about it, because then you don't know. I do know that you have power over your own outlook. And if your own outlook is, I was that close to violence and murder and killing, but luckily I got a Burger King job. Holy shit. One more time. They say with so much violence happening in their metro, their jobs were like a safe haven. I felt like it was a good thing because we could have been out doing violence or shooting or killing, but we went out and worked, said 15-year-old Cordarian Valentine. Wow. So I paused there just to look up some stats on Clinton. And it's a part of Jackson, as I just stated, but then I wanted to find if I could see something about the, you know, violence rates. And via an NPR article on them imposing a Capitol Police to try to do something about the stubborn crime, they admit therein that as to the Clinton, or rather the Jackson area, that the city, which is predominantly African American, has about 14 times the national rate, a homicide rate, in 2021. And the Jackson Police Department is understaffed and has struggled to keep up with 30,000 calls for service per month. You know, and then speaking of getting in the way, you know, it's like, now that they're like, okay, let's add a supplemental police force. You know, we're here as a force multiplier. I'm not saying it's not worthy of discussion, but then other people are like, how dare you add another police force? Well, they can only police in the Capitol zone, and anyway, that's an aside. But just for some background on Jackson, and it just, you know, reinforcing the idea of folks getting in their own way in a certain segment of our population. I don't know what we do about it. Listen, I'm far from perfect. And white people are far from perfect. We've effed up many, many a thing. Let's be honest. But holy crap. When you just look at the statistical anomaly of racism, of race, by race, of something as dramatic and important as a homicide rate, I think it's proper to observe that and to talk about it and go, guys, get out of your own way. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is that a 15-year-old says, we could have been out there committing violence and shooting and killing. Luckily, we actually got money instead. That's not the way most people think. And it seems like the overwhelming majority of when kids think that way, it's of a certain segment. And I am not trying to be racist. I've told you multiple times here, and I believe you heard my earnestness, that it's something that haunts honest black leaders as well. How could it not? Wow. Could have been out there committing violence or shooting or killing. But unless you say you would never do that, then you wouldn't, because that is highly extreme behavior. What are you talking about? Okay, guys, that's it for me. Thanks for listening. Also, I haven't been saying as much lately on your podcast platform. You know, use that like feature or follow feature or notifications feature so that you do get, you know, some notification of when new stuff comes up so you can keep up. Also, I'd be interested. I see that Spotify allows responses. My podcast is not native Spotify. I have not connected and found, how do you say, hey, I'm claiming this podcast, and if so, do I get the responses? I'd be interested what you think of popping over to Spotify as my native platform. The anti, you know, big company urge in me says, no, I want to stay over on Audio Boom. But then part of me goes, well, geesh, when Kim had to move, forcefully move from Anchor FM to Spotify, because Spotify owns Anchor FM now, it's some of her functions are, quote, moved to Spotify. I guess Anchor FM kind of is still existing behind the scenes and maybe the interface way. Well, when she did, her listenership went up like, I don't know, 10 or 30 fold. So part of me goes, is that the critical mass that maybe makes my future, you know, include like being a full-time commentator? And then part of me goes, nope, if it happens, it happens, but I'm not going to go to, you know, Sweden and have that, you know, supporting the big company. I'd be interested in that opinion if you want to write replies. I don't remember if you can write replies if you're listening natively via Audio Boom. I think Audio Boom is more in the UK. But yeah, send me replies, however. Also at the bottom in all of my descriptions, or nearly all of them, I usually remember to put it in there. I have an email that you can use. It's a duck email. So use that email if you'd like, and just let me know what you think as far as moving or any other types of comments or responses. We just got to keep going, guys. Got to keep going. Got to, you know, be speaking from our heart and knowing what we know and listening to our instincts, even if it's, you know, just feeling our instincts. We have to use them, and we've got to make this country better. We've got to become more honest. We've got to become more truthful. We've got to have more honest conversations. There is nothing I would like better for the world, but then obviously for, you know, especially what I consider, I'll call legacy Black Americans. I think minority Black Americans, I think they can come over and join that subculture and be a victim of this mindset, but it's a little less likely. It's at least fractionally less likely, but for me, there's nothing I would like more for the legacy Black population, those that have been over for as long as my families have been over. They've been over here for generations. It's just unfortunate how they got here, but they have been in this American journey as a family, genetically, with us on that same timeline. I would love so much to see a day where there's only a statistical... It's in the range of statistical insignificance between, you know, say Black on Black crime or Black homicide rate, either as the victim or as the shooter. It's only a inside confidence interval level, or would you say outside? You can't tell confidently that there is a difference because statistically you just can't nail it down enough. Imagine if that segment of the population would be with the rest of us, how many Black lives would be saved? And better yet, because they weren't in the mindset, they all got to see life as more of an opportunity, and they wouldn't be, by definition, if this rate went down, the development would have happened where they see it as an opportunity. They go grab their opportunities, and they're better at going, why would I do that? I'm not insane. I'm not going to go do violent crap. What good would that do me? I mean, this one in, is it one in six? It's a documentary. I think it's one in six, but maybe it's one in 16. And it's around how many, you know, Black men are incarcerated historically in the United States. How many, what percentage, I say historically, statistically over a recent period of time, it's like one in six or no less than one in 16 are incarcerated, not just jailed, you know, like, okay, you had some trouble and then, you know, locally you were jailed and then you were released and then you had to pay a fine or something like that. No, incarcerated. Prison, I believe, is the where the stat comes from. Just imagine how much the world is different for them as individuals and as a group. If we get to a point where it is in the same statistical range of white Americans and of Asian Americans and of even Hispanic Americans, just how much different is the world for Black folks? What a great desire for that. How do we get there? How do, is it, can we have honest conversations without people being offended? on how we get there. I mean, I know this is not my place. I'm just shouting it out there to put it into ether. I am never going to be a true community activist. I say what I say about big, important stuff, and hopefully people listen. I know my personality. I know my mindset. I'll never be an important local community activist. So I know it's not my place, but I do think it's my place to put the thoughts out there. And can we imagine a day where some kid just doesn't automatically go to the trope of, oh, geez, at least I didn't commit violence and murder. Like, it's a one or the other. Amazing. How much do I hope? Immeasurably, I hope, for the day that statistically there's no difference between black-on-black crime, black-on-black homicide suspect versus other, or black-on-black victim versus other ethnic groups. How wonderful would that be? Let's hope and pray. But to get there, sometimes you just have to observe just how far we are from it. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth.